Working with the Obamas on this project was inspirational. The idea of words having so much importance and are so carefully chosen that we would inscribe them in a building, that goes back to antiquity.
I'll know that this place is successful when there are people from all around the country, all around the world, who come here and come out and say, you know, what can I do to make the world a better place?
Welcome to the season one finale of Enjoy Illinois, Let's Go. And yes, in case you were wondering, we absolutely saved the best for last. Today, we're going behind the scenes at one of the most talked about new attractions in the country, located right here in Illinois. We have a ton to share with you in this episode. So first, I'm going to step aside and let somebody else do the talking. He's been involved with the project since day one, and I think you're going to recognize him.
It's easy to look around right now and feel like the challenges we face are simply too big. But hope is not about ignoring the hard stuff. It is that thing inside us that insists something better awaits, if we're willing to work for it. Here on the south side of Chicago, hope is getting a permanent home. Starting on June 19th, you can visit the Obama Presidential Center, a campus with a world-class museum, a new branch of the Chicago Public Library, sweeping green spaces filled with public art, yes, a basketball court, and more. This is a place where a child from next door or across the globe can sit behind the Resolute desk and imagine how they could help create a better world. This is not a monument to the past. It's a living destination for people who refuse to accept the status quo. If you feel that way, this is your invitation to join us.
The Obama Presidential Center opened on Juneteenth in Jackson Park on Chicago's South Side. And the 19.3-acre campus is truly something to behold. It goes way beyond the standard presidential library and museum we've come to expect. There's a 225-foot granite museum tower, a forum, gardens, athletic center, a great lawn, even a sledding hill. Our guest today is an architect who played a key role in its design alongside founding partners Todd Williams and Billy Chin. Paul Schulhoff, welcome to Enjoy Illinois, Let's Go.
Hey, Katie. It's a pleasure to be here on this podcast talking about the Obama Presidential Center.
Well, you've accomplished quite a bit with this. So before we get into the campus itself, what was your role on the Obama Presidential Center?
Yeah, so I was one of the architects, partners with Todd Williams and Billy Chin on the design and ultimately construction of the center, which we started back in 2016. So it's been 10 years in the making. This is an enormously ambitious project and took a long time to realize. So we're here finally at the point of the opening and really excited for everyone to come and start to visit.
So Paul, what was it like working so directly with the Obamas on this project?
Working with the Obamas on this project was inspirational. It was an amazing opportunity to be able to help them to have fulfill their vision for what this would become and to understand what they wanted the project to be for the community and for their global initiatives.
What did you think the Obamas saw in your firm's proposal that made it the right fit?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we actually started the process of going for this project back in 2015, and there were 140 firms from around the world that applied for it. And then they narrowed it down to seven firms, and seven firms did a competition. They were also from everywhere from Chicago, throughout the United States, and internationally as well. And what we early on came to the project with an idea of was that it wouldn't be a singular building. It would be a campus. And we've heard later on that was one of the key things that distinguished the competition entry from others. And the reason we did a campus is that a building that's one building in a park becomes singular. And we were looking at something that was more plural in the sense that the Obama Foundation has an incredibly wide array of different programs that they're doing. They're telling the story of the Obama presidency, but they're also story making. They're making places for programs that happen. And so we thought it was better to create a campus of buildings that were in the park, and each one designed and tailor-made for specific aspects of the presidential center.
Well, it's just incredible. So in layman's terms, what's the idea behind the overall design?
One of the key ideas is it's a campus that's integrated into a city park. We try to maximize the amount of public space. So some of these buildings, two of them, are completely buried inside the park. The park comes up and over the top of it. And really, the fundamental idea of this is that you come there to learn, but really, it's also about going back to your communities with things that you've learned to actually have action. So it's really meant to be a place of learning, but also of action. And that's what we've designed it to be. And when you go there, what you will see is an incredible array of different activities and programs that the foundation is doing on this site that are really meant to be something that you take back with you.
How involved were Barack and Michelle Obama in the actual design process?
So we started the design process when he was still in office and they were in the White House. So our early meetings for the project were in the White House. And it was an opportunity to talk very early on about what their vision was for the post-presidency, what they're going to do for the programs that they wanted to continue as part of the Obama Foundation. And they were deeply involved. We met with them regularly. You may have heard that President Obama says that he actually wanted to be an architect when he was younger. And so he took a very active interest and involvement in working on the design with us. There was a lot of iterative back and forth. When we work with clients, some clients read plans really well, and some clients to have all sorts of other tools to explain. He was remarkably good at understanding three-dimensional space and plans. And so we had a really interesting back and forth for really over several years about what the design would be. We even got a sketch or two on occasion from him with some thoughts.
How cool. That's awesome. Were there things that the Obamas asked for that surprised you in the process?
Yeah, it was, you know, the history of presidential libraries is that they're really historical museums. And that's the history. And there's fascinating ones. We had a chance to visit ones all over the country. It started with FDR. And they sort of took the presidential papers and turned it into an archive and then a museum. They had this idea that it wouldn't just be historical based about the presidency. It would really be about programs and taking action and doing new stories that would happen there. And so from the get-go, there was this discussion about what would happen here. And some of it was to be expected. You know, there'd be places for programs to happen and classrooms and so forth. Things like the First Lady brought up, she wanted this to be a place for families to go that would be fun. And that meant not only having exciting things inside a museum, but also everything wherever you are near or around the center should be fun. So we have a playground. The playground was designed by Michael Van Valkenburg Associates, the same designers who did Maggie Daly Park, among many other amazing landscapes throughout the country. So there's a playground. There is a hill that's a sledding hill in the middle of winter, and it's built on top of the garage. So the garage is totally buried. It also becomes a performance venue for hundreds, if not thousands, of people for performances that have there. So these were all things that probably wouldn't have entered our mind at the beginning of this process as being central and important to what a presidential center would be. And we realized actually that was really important. That was front and center for what it should have.
Yeah, it's really unique and it's really cool. I mean, true to the Obamas, it seems. I worked in the media when President Obama was actually a U.S. senator. And, you know, the story was always like he played basketball here in Springfield. He played basketball in D.C. So it's really cool to see the basketball court be part of this whole operation, too.
Oh, yeah. That was from the early, early days. It was clear there was going to be a basketball court on the center.
The museum tower is the centerpiece of the OPC. What is the story behind it?
Well, so as I mentioned earlier, there are several different buildings. Some of these buildings are really quiet and low. So the Chicago Public Library, they're one-story buildings. They're actually buried. The park comes up and over. We try to maximize the amount of public park that's retained, even though we're building this major new project in it. And that's a really quiet place where it fits in. But there's also a tower. And this is an opportunity to stand out. And that's what it was designed to be. And really early conversations we had with them about how much this should fit in and how much it should stand out. And given that this is a project that tells the story of America's first Black president, it's a place that can be a destination both within the region, but then also globally. It needed to have something that was iconic, and it just made sense for that to be the museum. And over time, as we worked with exhibit designers and understood about the way they were telling the story of the presidency, it was about ascension. It was about starting from the bottom and then moving up through the tower. And each floor of the tower told a different part of the story of the presidency, and ultimately reaching the top, which all is an amazing room called the Sky Room. And so that piece is very much meant to be an iconic presence and something that is a landmark, and a landmark in Chicago and on the south side of Chicago, to be able to have that be a destination.
It's very striking and very memorable and very iconic, for sure.
Yeah, and I think that was a big part of this collaborative effort that we had with the Obamas to sort of define that it was important for there to be something that was a beacon that drew people to it, and that also stands out in the right way and becomes a memorable place. I just flew into Chicago last week, and as I was flying and I looked out of the window and I saw it. And it was so easy to identify it. It was like that was the Obama Presidential Center. It was a form that was something that even in Chicago, with a city of so many towers, because it's on the south side, because of its unique shape, it was something that people started to identify. And you can see it and understand when you see photos of it, where it is in the world.
Yep. Changing the Chicago skyline in a way, but in a different area that really, you know, can use a boost, it seems.
Absolutely. It is really meant to be a draw to the south side of Chicago and to Jackson Park, which is an amazing park. So the history of this park goes back to the World's Fair in 1893. So it was this incredible event that was a chance for the United States to really show what it has to offer. It was after the World's Fair in France that had the Eiffel Tower. So there was a real push to make an amazing architectural destination. And so it was these unbelievable buildings, mostly made out of wood and plaster. So they did not survive. One building did survive, and it was the place where there was artwork. The insurers made them build that one out of stone, which today is the Museum of Science and Industry. And the Museum of Science and Industry is in Jackson Park, which was designed by Frederick Law Olmsted, and made the amazing landscape architect in the United States. And the site of the Obama Presidential Center is on one of the buildings that was in the World's Fair. And this is really important because the destination of this area is in part the Obama Presidential Center and the Museum of Science and Industry, and then this amazing landscape that's between the two of them. And that was an early idea of whether or not to locate it in Jackson Park, because before we were involved, there was an effort to look at locating it in many different places, New York, Hawaii, and Chicago, or in different area of Chicago. But ultimately, Jackson Park was identified precisely because it could become a broader destination. You could visit multiple museums and an amazing landscape in a part of the city that not everyone comes to visit and not everyone has visited before, and now is a real beacon and draw for people to come there.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So the words "You are America" are carved into that main tower. Why is it important to embed those words in particular into the building?
If you look back at the idea of words having so much importance and are so carefully chosen that we would inscribe them in a building, that goes back to antiquity. Think of like old buildings where words are inscribed right in the face in the facade of the building. So at the beginning, it was, well, we'll have words, but whose words? Well, of course, it's the Obama Presidential Center and his amazing speeches. And so the question is, it should be whose words? It should be his words. And then which words? And so finally, the speech that's called the Selma speech, the one that was done in Selma, was selected. And then a very important portion of the speech is there. It's not meant to be a speech that you read from beginning to end. It's meant to be a portion of the speech that you then use to understand more about what he had to say and can hear the entire speech in other places. But when you look up, you see some pretty important parts of this speech, including the first part at the top that says, you are America. It also says, yes, we can.
So there's also a building called the Forum. What happens there and why is that important to include?
Yeah, so in the Forum, it really is the place where a lot of the activities and programs happen. So in it, there's an auditorium, but that auditorium is meant to be really flexible. So there can be performances, there can be music performances, theatrical performances. There's an amazing restaurant that's just opened. And as you go through downstairs, there are program rooms, places for events to happen, places for classes to happen, places for all sorts of initiatives to happen. There's a recording studio, so they can do really high-level performances, recordings, or talks, or anything else that, like a podcast.
Great. What was the hardest problem you had to solve in this whole project?
So the site for this project is incredibly important. It's an historic Olmsted Park, but it's also a park that in the mid-century, 1960s, a six-lane road was carved right through it. And there early on was an opportunity to take out this road. And that's a pretty rare thing to happen because once roads are in, they usually don't go away, except this one really bisected right through the park, cut it in half. And so our whole idea was to heal this back together again, heal the landscape, connect the waterfront and the neighborhood, make a better park.
So the campus has a library, athletic center, basketball court, gardens, a great lawn. Is this a museum or is it a small city?
It is more than a museum for sure. It is a museum, but it really also is trying to be something that has a much broader idea of what it means to build a community and what it means to be a destination. The idea that museums are just places where kids are told, like, be quiet, don't touch anything, and that's it. Well, that's not what this is. There certainly are exhibits and things that are interactive to see and learn about. There's also places to run. There are places to interact with sculpture inside and out. There's places for athletics. There are places to sit and read a book. And that's something that is been an amazing opportunity and challenge. How do you make something that is both a place of sort of global initiative and outward looking, and also a place that's deeply connected to the community? How do you make something that can have a venue for thousands and then also be a place where two people could sit quietly and have a conversation? And we tried to bring that together. And so when you see the tower, that's of course what most people first see and understand about the center. But when you go there, you realize that it is so much more than that. It is all about these multiple spaces. It is more than a day of exploration to understand what there is going on there, what the center has to offer, what the Obama Foundation is doing, not to mention just learning about history and what relevance that has today and into the future.
So Chicago, one of the world's greatest architecture cities, where does the OPC fit into that tradition?
When we first were looking at this project there, I mentioned earlier, there were two sites. We got into a cab. We said we were going to go to the first site and then go to Jackson Park. And the cab driver said, oh, the two sites for the Obama Presidential Library.
Oh, like, not a secret.
Wow. Okay, now we understand. We are here in Chicago, and this is it. This is incredible importance of what this means architecturally in the city, because there are few, if any, other cities that see architecture as an important part of what the city is as Chicago. And that's an enormous honor and responsibility to be part of. Of course, we have amazing partners in Chicago who are working with us every step of the way. Ultimately, though, it is a tower in part because Chicago is a city of towers, except most of the towers are not in the south side of Chicago. So this was very much meant to be an architectural destination on the south side of Chicago that was both physically separated, but also distinct. It is both sort of in keeping with a long history of what it means to build in Chicago along the waterfront, lakefront there, but also is meant to be something that's unique and different from what's come before.
So when somebody walks onto the campus for the first time, what do you think their reaction is going to be?
Well, I think initially the scale and the form of the tower will be what dominates. But what's interesting is that the center of this project is in a building. It's actually a public plaza. And if you think about what that means in any city, let alone a city of the scale of Chicago to create a new public plaza, that doesn't come up very often. We actually looked at Millennium Park as a basis, looking at the scale and what that means as a destination. And we're trying to make that sort of destination on the south side of Chicago. So in the center, the tower, the forum, the library all form the edges of this public plaza. This is the John Lewis Plaza. And what that will be is something that will transform over time. It's going to be a place for performances and events. It's going to be a place where there are speeches given. And it's going to be a place where people say, I'll meet you. Where do you want to meet? Let's meet at the John Lewis Plaza at the Obama Presidential Center. So the idea that when you arrive, you're realizing you're at a place, but you're in something of civic importance. There's so few places like that in any city that are a place of convening and of civic destination of that scale. And I think that's what we'll feel when you first arrive.
What is the one thing that you hope visitors carry with them when they leave?
I just visited there with my family. I had a chance to take them there for the first time and show them the center just last week. Ultimately, though, what you bring back is something more than just an experience, because the whole idea is that you're learning about how to bring change back to your community. And what we're trying to do with the architecture and what is being done with the exhibitry and with the programs they're doing is to try to have the ability to have impact back throughout the entire country or world that people bring with them. That is what I hope. It is certainly about something that is more than just the day of the visit, but something that continues on after you leave.
Thank you so much. It's really awesome to see this new destination come to life right here in Illinois. The Obama Presidential Center is open now in Jackson Park on Chicago's South Side. For everything you need to plan your visit, head to obama.org. Paul, thank you so much for joining us on Enjoy Illinois. Let's go.
Thank you, Katie. It was a pleasure. I'm looking forward to having everyone come and visit the Presidential Center.
I had the opportunity to visit the Obama Presidential Center before it opened to the general public, and I have to say it made a very good first impression. Here's a quick tour around this exciting new destination on Chicago's South Side. The 225-foot tall museum building cuts an impressive figure on the campus. Selected phrases from a 2015 President Obama speech appear in cast concrete on the building's exterior. The campus includes the Eleanor Roosevelt Fruit and Vegetable Garden and Home Court, an NBA regulation-sized basketball court and event space. The Obama Presidential Center features more than 28 commissioned art installations. The center's audio guides allow visitors to hear from the artists on the inspiration behind each piece. Standout works include Mark Bradford's City of the Big Shoulders, Lava Thomas's Resistance Reverb Movements 1, and This Land Shared Sky by Nick Cave and Marie Watt. Dynamic exhibits spread across four floors tell the story of President Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, America's first Black president and first lady. Level 2 of the museum showcases the moments that shaped President and Mrs. Obama's political rise. Level 3 examines the achievements of the Obama administration across two presidential terms. You can experience a full-scale replica of President Obama's Oval Office on Level 4 and even sit behind the Resolute desk. The Nelson Mandela Sky Room, located at the top of the museum building, offers panoramic views of Chicago's South Side. The Sky Room is free and open to the public. We've heard from one of the architects who helped design the Obama Presidential Center, and now we're going to talk to someone who spent more than a decade helping connect this campus to Chicago and the Southside community that calls it home. Michael Stratmanis is the Obama Foundation's Chief Corporate Affairs Officer, a Chicago native, and a University of Illinois alum who has been part of the Obama world since the Senate days. He's a true insider, and we are just delighted to speak with him today. Michael, welcome to Enjoy Illinois. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. You're the Obama Foundation's Chief Corporate Affairs Officer. What does that mean on a typical day and in the context of the Obama Presidential Center?
I'm the storyteller here. I'm the person that kind of helps manage and create our brand, which is really what we stand for. And I think, it's really important to make sure that the experience that people have with your institution, your organization, and now this great place that we're inviting people to matches who you say you are in the world. And when you do that, I think it's special.
Definitely. So this campus took more than a decade to get from the announcement to the openings.
Now, it's been a long time coming. And I think the thing that I'd say that is really moving and meaningful is that, I grew up in this city, as you said, and I ended up going to the University of Illinois. My parents were school teachers, and they kind of raised me, and particularly my mom, they sort of raised me inside of these cultural institutions, our libraries, our museums. I kind of would get dropped off there or sent for some summer program or some enrichment program. And that's where I really began to dream and think and wonder who I wanted and who I could be in the world. And to now be able to create something for kids that are here, people who are coming to visit, that'll last and stand the test of time. It feels great to a very long answer to your question. Feels great.
Well, that's awesome. It's quite an incredible operation, and I know you played a huge part in making it all happen. So, quite the accomplishment.
Well, there's that. But it doesn't feel like we're done yet. The center is here and our visitors are here. We've had people come and I've spent most of my time really listening. It's the first thing I did for Barack Obama when I started working for him in the US Senate. I was the head of outreach, and so my job was really to listen, and it's kind of become a profession. I'm sort of a professional listener on behalf of President and Mrs. Obama. And so I've been listening to guests. I've been looking at our research and our data, and people really, they feel inspired. They feel like this place is much more about them than it is about the Obamas. And that is incredibly exciting.
Makes it very special and unique.
Yeah, it does. And I think a couple things that are unique about it. One, it's this museum experience that you're going to have in what I think is, the greatest city in the world, in the state that I absolutely love. And look, Illinois is kind of unique, right? We've got Reagan's home, we've got the Lincoln Library, we've got the Obama Presidential Center now here.
So you grew up in Chicago, you went to school in Illinois, you spent your career rooted here. When you walk onto this campus in Jackson Park, what does it mean to you as a Chicagoan?
Well, there are some stories that I think are unique to a place. And I think this story is really unique to this place. This is where Mrs. Obama was born. This is the neighborhood she was born in. There are a lot of places a young Barack Obama could have come to learn how to make a difference in the world, how to build community, how to learn how this country works and how democracy works. But he came to Chicago, and he came to the south side of Chicago. And listen, it could be a little loud. It can be a little raucous over here. There can be arguments. People don't always agree, but this is a place where you move through that to get things done. And so that's what I learned in Chicago. And I didn't just learn in Chicago. Between going to school in Champaign, my wife and her family are all from Champaign, and so I didn't just go to college there. I became a part of that community. And then in my career, I helped President Obama when he was running for the U.S. Senate, and so I moved all around the state of Illinois. And so I think I've always seen what people have in common. I was born on the South Side, but I grew up on the North Side of Chicago. My mother remarried, and we married into a Latvian immigrant family. And so these things that are very different, you know, a Black community, a Eastern European immigrant community, you know, the state of Illinois, rural communities, cities. I think that those things, yes, can be seen as very different. But I also think there's a lot that we have in common. And I to me, and I wonder what people think about this. I think the Obama Presidential Center, it really embodies that. And I think that's one of the things that's so inspiring, because I think people know that that's true, that we actually have a lot in common, but don't always get a chance to experience it. And you experience it when you come on our campus.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the foundation has talked about the OPC as an anchor institution that can catalyze economic renewal on the South Side. So what does that look like?
Yeah. Well, look, I think the South Side is beautiful. And even without a ticket, you can come to the Obama Presidential Center and go to the top of that museum tower and look out and see views that literally no one's ever seen before until we created this place. And I think people will agree, it's beautiful. I also would say that the South Side has had real challenges. I've seen things pull out of the South Side of Chicago. And the people who have stayed, you know, they've stayed there for a reason. They stayed there because they love it. And I think part of the idea of doing this is, let's make a bet on this community. And let's see together what happens when an anchor institution, you know, this is you know, like, I'd say around $1 billion of private investment that is coming in with jobs, with businesses. And I'd say most importantly, tourism. Let's see how that kind of economic juice changes a neighborhood and a community. People are super excited. Bookstores are opening. Restaurants are opening. I was in a meeting in which people were trying to figure out how to work with Airbnb and other types of institutions to have tourists stay in their home. People really want to welcome folks to this neighborhood, and that brings economic opportunity as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this can definitely be the positive change that's needed. It would be great to see some hotels go in the area too.
I completely agree. There are some really cool hotels out there. There's the study has a really neat hotel in the area. But, you know, I'm just a big believer in demand drives things. And so people come here and start visiting, and they, you know, want a place to stay and they want a place to eat. I think the entrepreneurial spirit of Illinoisans and Chicagoans, people are just going to step up.
Well, from a visitor perspective, how does the OPC change the map? And does it make the South Side an essential stop, do you think?
Well, literally changes the map. You know, for many years, I remember, you know, I didn't live in Chicago for a while. I'm from here, but I worked in Washington, D.C. And I would come back and you would get a map of the city of Chicago, and it wouldn't include the South Side for many tourists and many visitors. And so I'm so excited that, you know, our public transportation, they're investing in our public transportation, buses, commuter rail. They're moving to the South Side. Places like Choose Chicago and Big Bus, they're partnering to create a tourism bus that will come to the South Side, that will come to our campus. So I think literally it will change maps. But I think more than that, I would just say the reason why the Obamas and so many others settled in this community, there's probably a more sophisticated word than this, but it's awesome. It's awesome. And so I think when people experience it, they're going to want to come back. And I think that will definitely change the map of our city.
Yeah, that's great. So beyond the OPC itself, where would you send the first time visitor in the surrounding South Side? Like, where do the locals eat? Where do they go? What should you not miss?
Okay. All right. So one, don't tell anybody. So my favorite place to go shopping is the Silver Room. Silver Room's on 53rd Street in Hyde Park. Don't also tell my family, but that's where they get all of their gifts. It's a little kind of shop, curios, jewelry, vinyl, t-shirts, all kinds of cool stuff at like a lot of different price ranges. So I love the Silver Room. You should go there. My favorite restaurant in a neighborhood is just a block away from there called Virtue. It's got such good food. It's kind of hard to get into, so like
Make a reservation.
reservations
Yeah.
early, but that's an awesome place. And then on in South Shore, just south, there's this place called The Quarry. They have a lot of live music. My son, Michael Damani, I'll put a plug in from him. For him, he's a blues musician. He's open for Buddy Guy. And he performs at the Remova, which is another live music place. Quarry, another live music place. Finally, if you're like me, I love golf. I would say play a little golf on the south side of Chicago because we've got some really cool public courses.
Those are some great insider tips.
Let's go.
Thank you.
Don't
Yeah,
tell
let's
anybody
go.
about Silver Room, though.
Yeah, just a few million people out there will tell. That's all. Yeah. So, one last question. Barack Obama has said he wants visitors to leave this place asking, "What can I do? How will you know when that's working?"
Yeah, I think what I would say is, if we're successful, we're going to be kind of a hope machine. And, hope is one of those things that, it's really hard to measure. But it shows up in people's lives. And I think that I'll know that this place is successful when there are people from all around the country, all around the world, who come here and come out and say, what can I do to make the world a better place? I have a lot of complaints. I know people have a lot of complaints about things. I know things can always be improved, but I just don't want to complain about it. I want to do something about it. And then, maybe they'll write us or tell us, hey, here's what I've done. Is there someone who can help me? Is there a young leader who can work with me on this? If we build that, we'll know it's working. And I'm really excited about that because there are people who live across the street who will be using the public library or high school students who are going to be studying right there. But they'll be kind of mixing it up from people from Cairo, Illinois, or Springfield, Missouri, or I don't know, Mumbai, India. And there aren't too many places where you can get that done. So I think the Obama Center is going to be a special place.
For sure. Well, what a story and what a moment for Chicago Southside. Michael, you've done some incredible work.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I can't wait for people to see it.
Well, the Obama Presidential Center is open now in Jackson Park. For everything you need to plan your visit, head to obama.org. Michael, thank you so much for joining us on Enjoy Illinois. Let's go.